that's going to drop on Trump. And I'm sure there's going to be new accusers, is what I'm hearing coming out. Deep fakes. We're going to hear AI recreations. We're going to hear audio. We're going to hear all of those things. That's going to be pumped out into the media. And think of it. When The Atlantic puts that story up yesterday talking about Trump and Hitler and the Mexican soldier who died down at Fort Hood, the thing is debunked within minutes. Every single person who was in the room said this story didn't happen. But then what happened immediately after? CBS made that the lead story. So this is from theatlantic.com, some internet website, not even in the magazine yet. They put it up, and then suddenly CBS News makes it their lead story across every single—
Well, let's be clear. The Atlantic is the CIA, actual Epstein operation. It's owned by Steve Jobs' wife, total Epstein alumni. I mean, The Atlantic is the mouth of the New World Order.
Exactly. And Alex, what I'm trying to do for folks is understand is they need to understand this is the power of the influence network that we're mapping out right here. So they can see the information environment, and the operation was launched yesterday. So it was launched yesterday to say Trump is evil. Trump is Hitler. Trump is going after the Mexicans. Trump is going after the women, the veterans. He doesn't care. And then boom, the media immediately responds. So when you see the information operation in action, and you see the network nodes as they're moving together. So it goes directly to CBS. They make it their lead. Now, Alex, if I put out a story, I could have plenty of sources. I could have a recording. But CBS isn't going to make that the lead story, is it? No, they're not. So when we report something about the Azov Battalion directly tied to the Trump second shooter, this guy was over there in Ukraine. We found with AI facial recognition that he was in an Azov Battalion propaganda video. They say, oh, that's debunked. I say, what do you mean it's debunked? He's right there in the video. And they say, oh, well, they put out a statement. And then they never cover it, and they move right away from it. And then they tell you, oh, it's not Ukraine that's doing this. No, it's not our ally. We're giving them billions of dollars. It's Iran. You need war with Iran because that's what the regime
and wants. Iran's going to kill Trump, which Iran. Will be the cover story. So let me bring this up. You said over a month ago, and that federal sources, and then it broke, but then even more broke last week, that the FBI put that memo out saying groups associated with the Russian-Ukraine conflict are going to launch terror attacks, they believe, during Election Day and after. And you said a year ago on the show, and you're the only one to do it other than Lee Stranahan, who's been big on Ukraine covering that, that they're going to use cutouts, U.S. people trained in Ukraine to come back and do this, white supremacists sent to Ukraine coming back to do it who admit they work for the CIA. On TV they've come out, like Skullface, and that they're going to do this, and now it's manifested, now it's happened. So the FBI is also saying they expect a cyber attack during the election. So they're getting all these cover stories ready for this. Can you give us tomorrow's news today like you've already done before on other stories?
Well, look, you know, for folks out there that ask me the question, I always say that's why I just go vote. Just go out and vote. And make sure that your vote's in the system. Make sure you get that positive response so that it's in there. I already voted in Pennsylvania, and you know, I was able to do so in person. So I circumvented the entire post office system, the Dropbox system. No, you go right to the County Board of Election. Boom, you voted, you're done, you're in. What people need to understand, though, is that it's shaping up to be, and look, I was in, you talked about Maricopa County earlier. I was in Maricopa County on the election day in 2022. And when I was there, I remember the machines went straight down, and we never got a full explanation or an accounting of why those machines went down. And yet what this produced was mass chaos because the lines got long, and it's Arizona. So even though it was November, it was incredibly hot and people couldn't stand out there and people were falling out. You had seniors that were falling out. You had people who couldn't get a drink of water, but other folks, look, they had to go. They had to go. You got to pick up the kids from school. You got to go to work. You got to show up for your shift. Whatever it is, there's always going to be something you might have to do. And so, because that basic symbol doesn't even need to be a cyber attack, it doesn't even need to be something that's so exotic as all of the things that we're describing. It could be something so simple as, oh, the machines went down because we used the wrong size paper, even though it's the one.
And by the way, that happened to my family on Monday in Austin. It's coming in from everywhere. People go in and the machines fail. And they go, oh, just give us your paper ballot. We'll take care of it. But I want to go back to what you said.
And they said, put it behind door C. They said, put it behind door C. I'm like, I'm from Pennsylvania. I never heard of door C. What the heck is door C? What do you mean we're going to put it behind door C? And then the lines get longer and the whole thing, it's fugazi. That's what it is. It's fugazi.
But I want to go back to what you said when you first came on 25 minutes ago, what you just said again. When I get up here and expose how bad it is, it's not to demoralize you or make you think you need to go hide. No, it's the opposite. The system's panicking. They know Trump's about to win. Be vocal. Speak out. Don't be intimidated. But also point out, we're not the ones calling for violence. It's the Democrats that are desperate. They're the ones saying civil war. They're the ones saying kill Trump. They're the ones saying put him in prison. And get out front and point out there's already a coup. They're already illegitimate. Because they're going to say Trump's illegitimate because of all his fake indictments and the rest of it, though the law doesn't say that, and not certify. They've already said that's their plan. So we have to get ahead of that and point out that they are completely illegitimate and they know that we're winning. That's what my message.
That's exactly right. And it's got to be peaceful, and it's got to be this understanding that we, the people, have decided that this regime does not represent us, that this is a regime that represents the global international order, and we don't want that anymore. We don't want the global empire anymore. And we are not interested in picking fights with half of the world. And the BRICS summit is going on right now in Moscow with Putin and with Xi, and the Iranians, I'm sure, are going to be showing up at any time. The North Koreans are going to go there. And so this idea that we need to be this global empire that's forcing everyone to do something or forcing everything to be what they need to be, it's the opposite of what we're talking about. We're talking about peace. We're talking about peace in our country. We're talking about maintaining law and order in our cities. And we're talking about peace when it comes to illegal immigrants or anything like that. We don't want to go to martial law. We don't want to go to the mass uprisings. What we'd like is a peaceful transfer of power from the regime back to the rightful citizens of this country. And it's as simple as that. But as Steve Bannon always loved to tell us, who gets out of jail on Tuesday, by the way, did you really think that they would just give you your country back without a fight? And we got to be smart. We got to be very smart about this, because they are going to try to drag this thing out. They're going to try to push this thing on. We've already seen it. You saw Maricopa County just put it out there. Pennsylvania is saying the same thing. Oh, we're not going to know. It's going to be a red mirage. We're not going to be sure about this. That's why we are breaking in with these early votes. We're breaking into their firewalls. We're trimming it down. We're getting it so thin that on election day, when that massive wave of Trump voters does eventually come, that it is going to shatter their firewall across every single one of the seven swing states. But the goal here, and one of the other things that I put out, just a peaceful thing you can do, is, hey, if you're in a blue state, if you're in a red state, go vote. And you might say, why would I go vote? Because my vote doesn't count. Actually, it does count. Because if Trump is able, and there is a path, and I've seen some models on this as well, things that people are looking at internally, there's a path for Trump to win the popular vote. And if he wins the popular vote, there's no way that they're going to be able to pull this thing. There's no way that they're not going to be able to certify this thing, because even the judges then at that point are going to say, you have to push this thing forward. This guy won the popular vote. So go out there. If you're in a blue state, if you're one of these people who lives in places like California or Maryland or Texas or Maine, and you think, it doesn't matter, you know, you go out and vote. Trump wins the popular vote. Now he's got a mandate. But it is, you're exactly right, Alex. It's got to be peaceful. And when we see these provocations come, and the provocations will continue to come, whether it's killers from these Ukrainian foreign fighter groups, whether it's someone just driving the wrong way on the highway that crashes into a motorcade and all of a sudden it gets blamed on a Trump supporter. By the way, there's a story out of Philadelphia right now where someone was threatening to kill a poll worker who was going around for training. And of course, the Inquirer, the local media, doesn't even report the name of the person or the affiliation of the person that was involved. Obviously, it was a Republican that they were threatening to kill. So you're seeing this. You're seeing this in the streets. We're seeing this writ large from the rhetoric level. So
I agree. We're almost out of time. We're almost out of time, Jack. But I want to add a very important point to all of this. You must vote. You must be politically active now, because the globalists, if they're able to steal it, are going to have a massive clampdown. They're going to go for broke and try to sew the country up like we're Venezuela or Brazil. So for people that don't understand, we're not in a normal period right now. I know most of the audience knows that. This is one of the most important times in human history. And, you know, Biden said a few weeks ago, oh, we'll give Trump these anti-missile planes that can, you know, if missiles are fired, put out the flares. Do you know, Jack, of whether that's happened yet?
I haven't seen any evidence of it. And I was with the president and saw his motorcade on Monday here in North Carolina, and I didn't see any military vehicles in it.
All right. Your book is amazing. It's now out, and I've got it. Mine is in the mail. I'm going to be reading it this weekend. Very important to understand what they did. Tell folks how they get the book.
Thank you, Alex. The book is bulletproof. It is out this week. People need to know about the exact history of all of this. It's up at Amazon. And if you don't want to support Bezos, go to orderbulletproof.com. We've got a private investigator that's looking into all of this because we don't trust the federal government. So support this book and support the truth getting out here in the final stages of this election.
All right. Thank you, Jack Masubic. Talk to you soon.
God bless you.
All right. We are going to go to break, and then I'm going to go through everything he was mentioning, the clips, Maricopa County, all of it. Just all the things they're up to, and they're totally desperate. So, yeah, like Jack said, you don't think taking the country back would be easy, do you? It's a war. All right? I mean, George Washington didn't become the president after he won the war for many, many years until 1789. And these things take time, but we have the initiative. We're winning. Stay with us. Hour number two, straight ahead.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, the AlexJonesStore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at the AlexJonesStore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at the AlexJonesStore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at the AlexJonesStore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.